had the Homeless Services Oversight Council on November 19th, and we recommended a very significant set of grant funding proposals for the majority of funds that we'll have for the year. That's the first time that we've used a process that very explicitly involved performance criteria as part of the formula for showing who would get the money. And it was also allocated out in advance in terms of the nature of the services that would be funded so that we would come up with a set of recommendations that were strategic for the community as a whole and targeted towards achieving the highest possible results. And those will go to the Board of Supervisors. We also approved the appointment of our very own Chief Dan Settles to become a member of HSOC. That will become final after approved by the Board of Supervisors that routinely. Then we had another piece of HSOC business. The HSOC delegated to the Executive Committee approval of a set of grants that are typically the largest source of funding for permanent supportive housing services. Those are the services that keep people with severe mental illness or other major disabilities to be able to stay housed. And it's really critical. We have well over 90% success in keeping people housed who have that kind of service, even though they are the people that are most difficult to keep housed. There's a lot of uncertainty around those grants, and I won't go into the details, but we're trying to do the best we can to stay with the timeline and use local criteria to get the gist of what the feds want. And crossing our fingers that it will be a workable process going forward. We may have a court result the morning of the meeting. This will be an urgency meeting on December 15th to meet the timing of the ordinance. That's a Monday, it will also encompass for tune business that HSOC would have done on the 17th. And then, let's see, on November 14th, I attended a REACH event, a regional roundtable event. We had a lot of discussion about some of the kinds of businesses and looking at where we might attract the light manufacturing and those kinds of things that are particularly well-suited to some of our Atascadero spaces. And lastly, the Groundwater Basin Sustainability Agency will be meeting on December 17th. This is a routine meeting, but I'm going to share a little bit about what we're doing with our wastewater task force. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Daris.
I didn't have much, but let's see. Last Thursday, Business Locale met. We meet quarterly. So that was actually a really good meeting. They continue to do an outstanding job of promoting all of San Luis Obispo County. Projection numbers look good as far as visitors coming here and all the activities that they had to choose from up and down the coast. I think it's great. But other than that, that's all I have.
Councilmember Peak.
Yeah, since our last meeting, we had the City Schools Committee, Heather Newsom commented on. It was very encouraging. It was great to sit with our new superintendent for a little bit longer period of time and get to peek under the hood a little bit more. And it's always productive meeting with the city schools and the superintendent's office. Looking forward to a continued partnership.
Okay, and let's see, I did have an IWMA meeting between our last meeting and now, since it's been 4 weeks since our last meeting. And nothing of particular note to report. IWMA is not meeting this month. Things are going pretty well. I am attending a Central Coast Community Energy Board meeting tomorrow afternoon. And at our last county mayor's meeting, we had the pleasure of hearing State Senator Monique Lamone from Santa Barbara. She does represent the far south end of San Luis Obispo County, and she's the incoming Senate Majority Leader in the legislature. So it was good to hear from her. So, and that's all I have. And so any individual determinations by any member of the council? Councilmember Funk?
I'd just like to wish everyone who's celebrating Hanukkah a happy Hanukkah starting on Sunday, and all who are celebrating Christmas a Merry Christmas. I'm sure we all do.
And thank you. And I would note, I don't think anybody expected us to, but to be clear, we will not be having our second meeting in December on the fourth Tuesday of December. So we will see you all next year. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we will see you all in the new year. Thanks. We're adjourned.
AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
At this time, AM 1230 KPRL concludes this portion of the Atascadero City Council meeting, brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home. Go to idlershome.com. We invite you to join us the second and fourth Tuesday of each month for the Atascadero City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled programming. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL, Paso Robles, Atascadero, and Templeton.
If you take a look at the national averages for various major commodities, they're down, not dramatically. But then again, after 30% increases under Joe Biden, you're going to have to get them down quite a ways to be able to get people to notice. But there's that going on as well. But there is some strange stuff as well. So let me give you an idea of what's coming up this hour. There are no rules in space. China and Russia could detonate a nuclear weapon in orbit tomorrow and destroy every single satellite. Is America ready for a space war, or are we sitting ducks? We'll talk about that subject. RFK Jr.'s CDC panel just killed a vaccine policy that they say has saved babies for 30 years. Is it protection or a deadly mistake? We'll talk about that too. A teenage rapist faced 78 years in prison for attacking two high school girls, but walked free on probation because his family has money. Does wealth now buy you freedom for convicted criminals? And take a moment to vote in our poll on X. We post a question every single day from the news of the day. Should FBI agents who took a knee for Black Lives Matter get their jobs back? The photograph that was taken of 12 FBI agents back in 2020 was after George Floyd died in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You remember that case and all the riots that were set off in major cities around America? Well, a dozen FBI agents wearing their raid jackets or their SWAT vests that had FBI on them, so they were in uniform, they were on the clock, and they had a photograph taken taking a knee during a Black Lives Matter protest. Well, this year the Trump administration said, you're fired. Actually, it was Attorney General Pam Bondi and the FBI Director Kash Patel. Well, now those dozen FBI agents have filed a lawsuit saying their First Amendment freedoms were interrupted. I tend to disagree. Should they have been fired for taking a knee during the Black Lives Matter protests? Should they get their jobs back? I should say we framed it that way. I said no. You can vote any way you like. You'll find the question at Lars Larson Show and at LarsLarson.com, and brought to you by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC has the conservative values I believe in. I joined the group about a decade ago. You can join it, too. Just go to amac.us or call 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you and better for America. Now, I wanted to start with this. It involves the case of a man who has a naturalized U.S. citizen. Now, what that means is You can become a naturalized citizen. You go through the naturalization process. You may come in as a green card holder. You keep your nose clean. You don't commit crimes. And after 5 years, you're able to take the test and then take the oath and become an American citizen. Well, the U.S. Department of Justice has filed, according to the Post-Millennial, that's Andy Ngo and company, has filed a civil denaturalization action in federal court in Maryland. They want to revoke the citizenship, and that doesn't happen all that often, of Nicholas Eshoon, who is a Ghanaian native who became a U.S. citizen through a naturalization process available to U.S. service members. So he served as a United States Marine. He was convicted of attempting to sexually abuse a person he thought was a 14-year-old girl. Now, he got citizenship, his naturalization, by being a member of the United States Armed Forces. It takes at least 5 years of honorable service. But after he naturalized, the Marine Corps court-martialed him and ultimately dishonorably discharged him from the Marine Corps for attempting sexual abuse of somebody he thought was a 14-year-old girl. So the Marine Corps kicked him out after 4.5 years of service, short of the 5 years of honorable service required to retain citizenship. So now the DOJ says, then in that case, we're taking your citizenship away. And I think that's absolutely appropriate that they do so. But I would imagine in this day and age, the Democrats will object to just about anything the Trump administration does. Oh, and speaking of Trump, the U.S. Court of Appeals today, big win. The Trump administration's ban on transgender service members, that is another loss for activist judges, a win for Donald Trump, and a win, frankly, for the United States military, because the United States military is not a social experiment, and they shouldn't be using it as such. They shouldn't be using it to push various social agendas, and I think that's exactly what the LGBTQ crowd has been doing. Is Somali Medicaid fraud spreading from Minnesota to Maine? A Somali-owned company, according to the Daily Caller, and that's dailycaller.com, may have defrauded Maine in a very similar manner to schemes in Minnesota that ripped off about $1 billion from the state of Minnesota. A whistleblower told News Nation that on Monday, Christopher Bernardini, who is a former billing guru at Gateway Community Services, says the company falsified documents to obtain payments from Maine's Medicaid program for services to low-income and disabled clients. You know, this stuff is going on a lot, where we're finding out that billions of dollars are being ripped off. I know there were people who laughed about a year ago, less than a year ago, when the suggestion was made that maybe Donald Trump and the Department of Government Efficiency and other efforts might actually be able to save a big pile of money for the American taxpayers and maybe solve our massive deficit spending problem. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer that Americans have no idea what the scope of the kind of fraud is that's going on, that's taking your money, and in this case, spending America into oblivion. We're now at $38 trillion in debt. If we could just balance the federal budget so the federal government spends no more than it takes in, and if you wiped out that crazy spending of all these dollars that are being given away and defrauded from American taxpayers, we'd have a big chunk of that problem solved. Will adherence to the climate cult go to get people sick? Chinese scientists have now genetically tweaked a fungus to make protein-rich, well, they're calling it meat, which they say could be low-cost and an environmentally friendly alternative to chicken. I would say no thanks to the idea. Studies have shown that raising livestock somehow contributes a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. I'm not one of those people who believes that CO2 is driving what they call climate change, but here's what they've done. These Chi-Com scientists have edited this fungus so that they can produce something that, I guess, tastes a lot like chicken, if that sounds like a familiar phrase. In any case, it doesn't take as much sugar to make the same amount of protein. So great. Bioengineered fungus chicken from China. Doesn't that sound appetizing? Yeah, I don't think so. Not at all. Glad to get your calls at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Send your emails to talk@LarsLarson.com. If you happen to be a naysayer, we're always glad to take naysayer calls, and we will put them right to the head of the list at 866-439-5277. Coming up in a moment, for 30 years, every single newborn in America got a hepatitis B vaccine at birth. That was the recommendation of the CDC. Well, last week, the CDC, under new management, has voted to end it. Is this protecting babies from over-vaccination or opening the door to preventable deaths? We're going to talk to our medical go-to guy. That's Dr. Henry Miller. And you can vote in our poll on X. Should the FBI agents who took an E for Black Lives Matter get their jobs back? And I think you already know my answer to that. Absolutely, positively not. Yesterday's poll was a split decision. Should Donald Trump block Netflix from buying Warner Brothers? 52% of you said no. 48% of you said yes. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.
Every year, I tell myself I'm going to find that one perfect holiday gift. The thing that feels thoughtful, but doesn't take days of planning. And honestly, the best gifts I've given or received are the ones you can cook and share. That's why Omaha Steaks always ends up on my list. From holiday hosting to unforgettable gifts, they deliver the world's best steak experience. I've gifted Omaha Steaks to family, and it's incredibly convenient. Everything shows up packaged beautifully, ready for the freezer. And when I've received Omaha Steaks myself, especially those filet mignons, they were unbelievably tender and so easy to prepare. Orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern even ship same day, which makes holiday magic simple. And now, during their Sizzle All the Way sale, you can get 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus an extra $35 off with promo code COMPASS at checkout. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code COMPASS at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code COMPASS.
You deserve a chair that works as hard as you do. X-Chair. X-Chair ergonomic seating is built to move with you. DVL technology adapts to support your lumbar. SciFloat Infinite Recline lets you lean back and relax. X-Chair gives you all-day comfort and productivity. Save up to 50% during the X-Chair holiday sale. But hurry, inventory is limited. Visit xchair.com and save up to 50% today. That's xchair.com.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers. Oh, they're here. Hey, who needs something to drink?
We've been overindulging a little more than usual. Thank goodness we both added Active Liver to our diets to give our livers some much-needed support so we have the energy we need to enjoy the holidays.
Active Liver from New Nordic contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract designed to give your liver maximum protection and help it do vital jobs like removing toxins from alcohol, rich foods, and sweets.
Try Active Liver today and enjoy all the holiday treats with the peace of mind of knowing you're giving your liver some relief.
Find Active Liver online at Amazon, Vitacost.com, or iHerb.com. Or pick it up today at CVS, Meijer Grocery, or ShopRite. Enjoy life to the fullest with Active Liver.
CVS Health supports people in the moments that matter, from picking up a prescription to connecting care. With nearly 5 million daily interactions and serving 185 million consumers and 1.5 million healthcare professionals, CVS Health holds a trusted place in healthcare. By simplifying care and improving health, we're helping people get the care they need. Learn more at cvshealth.com/investorday. That's cvshealth.com/investorday. Investor Day.
United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and America's largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal law enforcement agencies through our many varied programs, including free safety equipment donations, free officer survival training, cash donations, and condolence letters to the family of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty. USDSA also offers college scholarships for the dependent children of law enforcement, along with a citizen awareness program and thank you cards to law enforcement. These are just some of the ways United States Deputy Sheriff's Association assists America's law enforcement and the citizens they serve. For more information about United States Deputy Sheriff's Association or to see how you can help, visit www.usdeputy.org. United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, taking training to the next level because lives are on the line.
As trends and technology has evolved over time, local radio has remained one of the most effective ways to reach people. 92% of Americans listen to local radio daily. Radio is a companion that reaches people at work, home, and while they're mobile. For advertisers, local radio is cost-effective and is one of the best ways to connect with customers in their local communities. It's simple. Radio is the right choice. KPRL, AM 1230, 99.3 FM. Is this a sign you need a sign? The Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles can help your business be seen. In addition to flyers, business cards, invitations, wine club signups, and blueprints, the Blue Printer and Graphics offers vinyl banners, PVC, coroplast, and metal signs, as well as full-color posters. Check out their new website at pasoblue.com. That's pasoblue.com. And be seen with the Blue Printer and Graphics in downtown Paso Robles.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
May the magic of Christmas light your world with happiness. Batteries not included.
Merry Christmas.
From the right choice, AM 1230 KPRL.
Is infected with hepatitis B as an infant. That kid has a 90% probability of going on to chronic hepatitis infection. And of that 90% who are in that cohort, about a quarter will go on to liver failure from cirrhosis and or liver cancer. So it is a really dire prognosis for a kid who's infected. And this is an extremely, extremely safe vaccine. As it turns out, I was a reviewer for this vaccine 40 years ago at FDA. It was a safe and effective vaccine then, and it still is. It's been widely proven.
Okay, let me ask you a couple of critical questions, because there are three ways that a newborn, tell me if I'm wrong, three ways a newborn can have hepatitis B. One, gets it from mom. Two, intravenous drug use, not likely in newborns or toddlers. Or three, having sex, again, not likely in newborns or toddlers. So if mom does not test positive for hepatitis B, if mom doesn't have it, is there still a good reason to give the immunization, given that if mom doesn't have it, then the child doesn't have it, and the only way the child can get it is by shooting heroin or having sex?
Well, I know you intended that as a trick question. There's another way that kids
can pick it up
environmentally from caretakers or other kids in the nursery school or the or in the neighborhood. But more important, not all mothers with hepatitis B are identified during pregnancy, especially in this country where we lack universal health care, where people are constantly tested and meet various milestones. So there are documented gaps in prenatal screening and misdiagnoses or late infection. That is, the mother might still test negative, although she's incubating the virus. So there is a rationale for having every kid
now,
vaccinated.
When you said you can pick it up in the environment, I thought it was the other hep infections that were fecal oral or those other more conventional ways. I thought the only way to get hep B was either intravenous or sex. It's not?
No, you can pick it up fecal oral as well.
Wow. Okay, so then the question is, because I'll remind you of a phrase you remind me of all the time, and that is the dose is in the poison, or the poison is in the dose. You know, that we've talked, I think I've even used salt as an example. 6 tablespoons of salt will kill an adult man. You say, but I eat salt all the time. Yeah, but not 6 tablespoons at a time. Is it legitimate for people to be concerned that otherwise safe vaccines, as you said, this one's very safe, it's been around for decades, but that parents are concerned about all the vaccinations all within a fairly short period of time for their newborn kids or toddler kids? Should they be concerned about that?
Well, that's another fair question, and it's often asked. The reality is there are two important points to be made. One is that the number of antigens, that is the active ingredient that elicits an immune response, that we get from vaccines, or that kids get from vaccines, is much, much lower than the number of antigens that are found in the environment. And that's pollen and dust and various foodstuffs. By comparison, it's not an overload of antigens to the immune system. And the other point is that these vaccines subject the kids to far fewer antigens than they did years or decades ago, because the vaccines are now better refined and produced with newer technologies. So the kids are getting exposed to far less than you and I did when we were kids.
Okay, but doctor, is there any effective way to test? We know this vaccine's safe, that one's safe, the other one's safe, all of these are safe. But how do we test what happens when you give them all to a child within a very short period of time? And is there any way to see, would there be an interaction or would there be some kind of effect that you couldn't have predicted otherwise? I mean, in some ways, it's the salt example I gave you. I'll bet in the next 6 months I'll consume at least 6 tablespoons of salt on various foods and everything else. I just don't take them all at once. If I took it all at once, I'd die. If I eat it on, you know, potato chips or whatever over the next 6 months, it'll just be, I guess, bad for my blood pressure or something. But how do you test to say if these are each individually okay by themselves, how do we test what happens when you give all of them to a child within a short period of time?
Well, we can't ethically do controlled studies of that, because that would mean, I guess we could. We could have different groups coming in. What pediatricians find, though, is that if you require people to come in repeatedly, when the kids are not sick, they don't come in. And so you lose compliance, and you start to have an increase in whooping cough and hepatitis and all sorts of things. And MMR, measles, mumps, rubella in particular. So
they could do a long-term study where they said, let's have one that's a little more extended series of shots and one that's more compact and see if there's any difference at the end of the day, but they haven't done that. Dr. Miller, I appreciate you coming on. That's Dr. Henry Miller. He's the Glenn Swager Distinguished Scholar at the Science Literacy Project. He is a medical doctor and a molecular biologist. Dr. Miller, it is a pleasure to have you on the program. Well, the holidays are here, and it's a great time to be with family and friends. But let's be honest, it's also a time when people are traveling and gathering and spreading all kinds of germs. And that's why I want to tell you about All Family Pharmacy. All Family Pharmacy makes it easy to stay prepared and keep your family healthy. Just go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Lars. Order the prescriptions you need online. A licensed doctor reviews those prescriptions, and once approved, your medication ships right to your door. Whether you're looking for ivermectin, antibiotics, or your daily maintenance medications, All Family Pharmacy has you covered. Everything is handled quickly, safely, and privately. In a world where it pays to be prepared, this is one company you can rely on. Take care of yourself and your family this holiday season and save 10% with code LARS10. That's LARS10. LARS10 at checkout. Just go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Lars and do it today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com Lars. Coming up in a moment, a teenage boy convicted of raping two high school girls faced 78 years in prison, but he got probation instead. It's a story about wealth, and it's coming up next.
The Lars Larson Show.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is kicking off his tour in Pennsylvania to make the case his policies are bringing down costs. But House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says the president has been hypocritical on this issue.
Donald Trump and Republicans don't even think that there is an affordability crisis. I mean, Donald Trump had the nerve to call it a hoax and a scam.
One example Trump has been giving is the price of gas, now below $3 a gallon on average. Both parties have unveiled their plans for Obamacare subsidies.
Senate Republicans prepped a health savings accounts measure, co-authored by Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo.
Our plan will reduce premiums by 10% and save taxpayers' money.
Democrats are pushing a straight three-year renewal of Obamacare subsidy.
That's Fox's Chad Pergam on Capitol Hill. Both proposals will be voted on the Senate Thursday. America's listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv. LAWNEWS.TV.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
The Tuesday Farmers Market on 11th Street next to the downtown City Park in Paso Robles is open 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stop by and get your farm fresh local seasonal produce. Fall and winter produce is here with strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, scones, and soup. Check out other North County farmers markets in Atascadero on Wednesdays, Templeton on Saturdays. The market is open, rain or shine, unless weather conditions are too dangerous.
Hello, my name is Yvette Dunionville, co-founder of Healing Heroes Through Horsemanship. Our mission is to support local at-risk veterans struggling with PTSD and horses transitioning from the track through vocational horsemanship training, job placement, and hands-on rehabilitation. It's a journey of resilience, healing, and second chances. Your support helps veterans in our community and retired racehorses reclaim their futures. Go to heroeshorses.org for details or to make a tax-deductible donation.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Don't want to talk, but want to be heard? Email Lars at talk@LarsLarson.com. He actually will read it. Now, here's Lars Larson.
Welcome back to the program. Boy, these are going to make you mad because they made me mad. A teenage boy convicted of raping two high school girls. He was up against a possible prison sentence of 78 years, effectively a life sentence in prison. He got probation instead. I'll tell you the circumstances, but we'll get to that after I say welcome to the Lars Larson Show. If you want to join what we call the best conversation in talk journalism, you're certainly welcome. At 866-HEY-LARS. And if you're a naysayer, for almost 30 years now, we've always put naysayers to the head of the line at 866-439-5277. Send your emails to talk@LarsLarson.com. You can also participate by voting in our poll on X. Should FBI agents who took a knee for a Black Lives Matter protest get their jobs back? And just so you know the details, they were in uniform and they were on the job at the time they did this back in Washington, D.C. in 2020. Frankly, I think they lost their jobs appropriately, and I do not think they should get their jobs back. But 12 of them, 9 women and 3 men, had filed a lawsuit on Monday of this week saying they were unlawfully terminated by the Attorney General Pam Bondi and the FBI Director Kash Patel, and that it violated their First and Fifth Amendment rights. Well, frankly, I don't think it violated their First Amendment rights, because when you're on the job, you really don't have First Amendment rights. If your employer says, in uniform, you are not out there supporting one political cause or opposing a political cause, you are there to be an FBI agent and to be neutral. In that case, they were being anything but neutral, and I think that was absolutely outrageous. Anyway, 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Now, about this teenage convicted rapist in Stillwater, Oklahoma, convicted of raping two high school students. He went back to court on Monday, and he was met by protesters. His name is Jesse Butler, convicted as a youthful offender. Back in October, a judge told Butler, you don't have to serve any jail time at all. And believe me, the public in Stillwater, Oklahoma, was not happy about it. Well, on Monday, the court determined that Jesse Butler is still in compliance with the terms of what is called his youthful offender agreement. In other words, he's convicted of rape, but he is considered a youthful offender, which sounds very warm and fuzzy. This allows him to stay on probation, but the judge said, if you violate the agreement, you'll go to prison for a very long time as an adult. Now, back in March, following reports of assault by two high school students in Stillwater, police arrested Jesse Butler at his home. He was up against a potential 78-year sentence in prison. Butler was granted youthful offender status. This is the part I've never understood, folks. After a conviction in August, Butler, the son of a prominent family, was placed on probation. He is required to complete a youthful offender rehab plan that includes court-mandated community service and counseling. You know, the reason this one stinks so much, if you're coming from a prominent family, which usually means your family has some money. So you've got money, you've got political influence, and you get this kind of treatment for the crime of rape. I think that makes no sense at all. Now, another one I think makes no sense. This is sad that this guy died about a year ago. His name is Michael Virgil. Now, what did he do? Tina and I have been on cruise ships before. We haven't been on one in quite a while. And we've even sailed on Royal Caribbean, whichever way you choose to pronounce it. This guy is 35 years old, and he goes on Royal Caribbean cruise, and he buys the full drink package. Now, I can say that while I've had an alcoholic beverage or two on a cruise, I've never even been tempted to buy the unlimited, you can drink as much as you want. So, what happened when this guy died? The company served him on the ship 33 alcoholic beverages. Now, does that sound a bit excessive? It does. His family has now sued the cruise ship, alleging that they were responsible for his death. He downs 33 alcoholic beverages. I mean, I don't care whether it's beer or wine or hard liquor or whatever. They say that Virgil fell victim to the excessive force and fatal actions of crew members, including security and medical personnel. And why? Because he got out of control. He was administered an injection of a sedative called haloperidol. And they used multiple cans of pepper spray. This is all from Daily Caller. The suit alleges that interaction caused significant hypoxia, in other words, you can't breathe, short of oxygen, impaired ventilation, respiratory failure. This guy sounded like a train wreck. You go out and you booze it up, 33 alcoholic beverages, and then, instead of being the happy drunk, you are apparently the problem drunk, and they end up having to use multiple cans of pepper spray to get you under control. But now his family says that the cruise line is to blame for what happened. Now, having talked about families that way, let me tell you about one of my most interesting family stories tonight. Squad member Ilhan Omar. You know her. We've talked about her a lot. She told friends, according to the DailyMail.com, Daily Mail does some very good reporting on American political matters, told friends years ago that the man who went on to become her second husband was in fact her brother. We've talked about that on the show before, because for a long time, the word has been that she married her brother. And why? Well, now for the first time, one of Ilhan Omar's friends has come forward to say how Omar and Ahmed Elmi scandalized the Somali community in Minneapolis, because Abdikakim Osman is the first person to go on record to talk about how Omar said she wanted to get her brother papers so he could stay in the United States at a time when she was married to her first husband, Ahmed Hirsi. Now, can you count the number of legal violations there? If you marry somebody after you're already married to somebody else, that's called bigamy. And I think it applies whether you're the male in that relationship or the female. If you marry somebody to get them immigration, then that's considered immigration fraud, and that's another problem. So you've got a member of Congress now who is said to have married her brother, which is gross and disgusting, but beyond that, it's illegal, and apparently did it in name of immigration fraud, and apparently committed bigamy at the same time if she was still married to her first husband, Ahmed Hirsi. I would say that, you know, Ilhan Omar should be answering some serious questions about whether or not that's actually what happened. And if not, why are her friends saying otherwise? And if you decide to go out and look this up online, I think you're going to find that you're not going to get the information you actually want, because I've done it myself. You find out very little about her family, and I think that's a problem. I think the member of Congress has some explaining to do. And it'll be interesting to see what she says as we head into election year. Hey, by the way, about Native Path krill oil. Do you think those pain pills you've been taking are safe? Well, read the warning label. It is going to make your hair stand up on edge. They only mask the problem. The real problem is inflammation. And that's why doctors are pointing to a natural solution from Antarctica, and I take it myself. Native Path krill oil, the cleanest, most absorbable omega-3s on the planet. It supports your joints, your brain, and your heart health as well. Here's the way to find it. Visit krillreport.com. That's K-R-I-L-L, krillreport.com, for a special offer for listeners to the Lars Larson Show. It's krillreport.com, and you're listening to the Lars Larson Show. You know what it's like at the holidays? Everybody tells family stories. And the worst kinds of family stories, the ones about the cooking disasters of the past. Yep, we've all had them. It's the kind of thing that makes you wish you had your Chef IQ back then. Hey, it's Lars. Chef IQ Sense is the wireless cooking thermometer. It takes all the guesswork out of holiday meals. Your roast, turkey, or prime rib comes out perfect every single time, turning I think it's done into I know it's perfect. It even tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, and how long to let it rest. Basically, like having a personal chef right there in your kitchen with you. With Chef IQ, you can sit back with your cocoa and actually spend time with your family instead of hovering over the oven. And here's the best part. It's the gift everybody loves. Perfect for seasoned cooks, kitchen rookies, and everybody in between. This season, give yourself and your loved ones the gift of perfectly cooked meals with Chef IQ. And with my promo code Lars, save 30%. Get all your shopping done. Go to chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com.
Every year, I tell myself I'm going to find that one perfect holiday gift. The thing that feels thoughtful, but doesn't take days of planning. And honestly, the best gifts I've given or received are the ones you can cook and share. That's why Omaha Steaks always ends up on my list. From holiday hosting to unforgettable gifts, they deliver the world's best steak experience. I've gifted Omaha Steaks to family, and it's incredibly convenient. Everything shows up packaged beautifully, ready for the freezer. And when I've received Omaha Steaks myself, especially those filet mignons, they were unbelievably tender and so easy to prepare. Orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern even ship same day, which makes holiday magic simple. And now, during their Sizzle All The Way sale, you can get 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Plus an extra $35 off with promo code COMPASS at checkout. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code COMPASS at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code COMPASS.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans' hospitals, because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
The Pet Department in Paso Robles, where they meet all your varied pet needs with a broad inventory, knowledgeable staff, and a huge spectrum of live animals and boutique pet grooming services on site. They carry flea, tick, and mosquito treatments for both cats and dogs, and they have a variety of both grain and grain-free wet and dry foods for cats and dogs with the best prices in the county. The Pet Department, locally owned, open 7 days a week.
across from the post office, 6th and Spring in Paso Robles. The Astraea Warbirds Museum has updated its 40-plus vintage military aircraft to honor those who served in the Vietnam conflict. The Astraea Warbirds Museum, home of the Woodland Auto Display, has a multi-million dollar collection and over 20,000 square feet of indoor buildings for the vintage auto and race car enthusiast. Open Thursday through Sundays, 10 to 4, Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles, and they're always looking for new volunteers. Go to ewarbirds.org.
This hour of Lars Larson brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Call 805-369-2110 or at seniorcareslo.com.
In the dark and no water and no nothing else.
Yeah, we absolutely do need to be ready. You hit on it here at home, that the infrastructure, the basic functions in our society that are absolutely reliant on space, but also because space is kind of the door they would open for a conflict here on Earth.
And how do we get ready for it there in any kind of adequate way? For example, when we're launching satellites that we're very dependent on, especially the military, is it possible to harden them to a great enough extent that it would protect them against, say, an EMP created by a Chinese weapon? Or would we then just push it to where they would launch a weapon that would just destroy the satellite altogether, as opposed to just hitting it with an EMP?
So yes and yes. China is actually developing, fielding anti-satellite weapons right now. Every month there's something new. And yes, we can harden against EMP, but they are also putting kinetic threats in orbit right now. Because again, our terrestrial forces are just absolutely formidable. And with the new strategic posture the president released last week, they're going to be even more so. The problem is we are completely dependent on space for basic military operations, and so they will seek to level that playing field by first taking space away from us.
Okay, and how do we do, and I know that there are going to be people who say, but what about the outer space, the 1967 outer space treaty? But that really doesn't ban the kind of action that China could be preparing for, does it?
It does not, nor does China or Russia have a particularly good history of adhering to treaties.
That's true, too.
To answer your first question, what do we need to do? We need to treat it like any other warfighting domain, like an air domain. We need to have complete situational awareness of what's around us. These very precious assets that we're dependent on, they don't even know if they're being attacked. So we need to know that, and then we need to replenish assets that are damaged. We need to be able to be prepared to fight a war and defend ourselves in orbit.
I'm talking to Tory Bruno, who's CEO of the United Launch Alliance. Tell my audience what the United Launch Alliance is all about, if you would.
Yeah, we are a heavy class launch company, which means we build giant rockets, 20-story high rockets. We specialize in the most difficult and exotic orbits that our government flies to. And, we launch every month. Pretty soon it'll be every couple of weeks. And we're part of what guarantees this way of life we have and keeps our country safe.
And where do you launch at? Is that Vandenberg, or is it down on the Gulf of America?
We launch both out of Vandenberg and out of Cape Canaveral. Where you launch from is all about where you're trying to get to. And when you want to go in a polar orbit, Vandenberg's a perfect place because you like to fly these gigantic multi-million pounds of explosive rockets out over the water. And the California coast kind of bends away to the east. So you can come out of Vandenberg almost due south and have that great polar orbit for Earth observation. But if you want to go anything towards the equator or an inclination close to that, it's better to fly out of Florida because you can fly due east. And believe it or not, Lars, right now you and I are in orbit this very moment. I'm down in Florida, so I'm going 900 miles per hour to the east. And you get that for free on the rocket when you launch out of here.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages. And when you said these heavy lift vehicles, how do these things compare? Because Is my recollection right that there was a point where America made much more, I guess, technologically sophisticated rockets like the Saturn V, and the Russians were the folks who built the big ones, you know, the gigantic things that could launch very, very heavy payloads? Is that the case anymore, or do we have the kind of technology necessary to launch big, heavy payloads?
We do. We still have the best technology in terms of rocketry in our spacecraft. Having said that, China is also building rockets at a very fast rate and launching at a very fast rate, kind of nip it at our heels. They're less capable, but they're trying to make up for it in volume.
Yeah, that's what they seem to do in a lot of areas. And by the way, when you say sophisticated orbits, are you talking about putting them out in geosynchronous orbits so they're 22,000 miles out instead of, say, 300 to 600 like the Starlink satellites are?
Yes, Lars, you get an honorary degree in orbital mechanics just for knowing that. Yes, we specialize in exactly that orbit, the directly injected into geosynchronous, which, as you pointed out, 22,000 miles above the Earth.
I mean, and if you place stuff that far out, I mean, if it's in low Earth orbit, is it easier for the Chi-Coms to knock it down or hurt it? And if you place it farther out, is it easier to spot the threat coming at something and keep it out of reach of them?
Absolutely. I feel you ought to be a policymaker, Lars. Low Earth orbit is very accessible. It's literally a 15-minute flight from right here from Canaveral. To get out to the geo belt, it's going to take you 6, 7, 8 hours, so there's adequate time to observe things, and it just takes a tremendous amount of energy to get there, as well as rockets that are able to operate that very long duration. The LEO rockets, you really only have to operate for about half an hour, maybe 45 minutes.
Mr. Bruno, the next time you come back, let's talk rods from God. Can we do that?
Well, it just so happens I worked on that program, so I suppose we can. I'll tell you what I'm allowed to.
Tell me. Well, let's do that another night when we got more time. But, Mr. Bruno, I very much appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the honorary degree. That is Tory Bruno, CEO of the United Launch Alliance. And imagine that, launching a rocket every couple of weeks. That is an accomplishment. Hey, cooking those holiday meals, you know it's high stakes when you're doing that. You feel like one dried out turkey at Christmas time, that could ruin the whole deal. And that's why I love my Chef IQ Sense. It's a wireless cooking thermometer, takes all the guesswork out of holiday cooking. The USDA warns you that that turkey better hit 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, your eyes can deceive you, but Chef IQ, mine does, I've got three of them, ensures you hit that perfect temp every time. Whether you're roasting, grilling, pan searing, or even smoking that turkey, they've got you covered. And it couldn't be easier. Just insert the sensor. Tell the app on your smartphone what you're cooking, then sit back and relax. Chef IQ Sense tells you when to flip, when to take it off the heat, even how long to let it rest. It's like having a personal chef watching the stove so you can hang out with the family. No more oven peeking, no more dried out turkey, just perfectly cooked meals every single time. And it works for steaks and chicken and fish, whatever you happen to be cooking. Get 30% off site-wide with code LARS, L-A-R-S, at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com, promo code Lars. You're listening to the Lars Larson Show.
The Lars Larson Show.
Brought to you by Central Coast Tractor Work. Excavation, driveways, demolition, trenching, and more. No job is too small, and they work weekends. Clear tonight and overnight, lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday and sunny, plenty of sunshine with highs in the low 70s. Weather was brought to you by Central Coast Tractor Work. Call 805-440-6361.
Greetings, KPRL listeners. I'm Susanna Luthi, political reporter and California news correspondent, inviting you to listen to my show, Free Talk California, where we discuss the day's hottest stories and all the things our political power players don't want you to know, featuring guests from Sacramento, Washington, D.C., and you. Join me Mondays at 1 here on AM 1230 KPRL 99.3 FM.